said it's very dangerous in there.
I don't know. I've never been to Turkey, so I actually don't know.
I think Emma knows.
Yeah. I don't know.
But Rome.
It was amazing.
Classic.
Yeah. What was your favourite bit of Rome?
Colosseum.
Colosseum, yeah. Although it was kind of more spectacular.
Also, I love my bedroom.
It was epic.
It had loads of space.
Yeah.
But I hate the mosquitoes.
Yeah, but you didn't get
Daddy
bitten that much.
Daddy had bites everywhere.
They loved Daddy, didn't they? Yeah, I think I got one
mosquitoes
bite.
Mosquitoes take your blood, don't
they? Yeah, they do, yeah.
They can only take it like a drop.
It's only a drop, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
is it nearly full?
Feel?
Yeah. Alright. See, who they're working for this year as well is they're working for young children in India.
India, lots of diseases there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't go.
I'm kind of glad I didn't go myself.
No, you'd have to eat cow, chicken and all.
Yeah.
Real chicken that's just cut off. Real leg.
Oh, I wouldn't have liked that, I don't think.
Imagine someone in India. I dibs the brain.
I dibs the eyes or the beak. Yeah. Mommy, what's that? Shall we?
Is this English money?
It is. I can't see it, Cahill. No, it's Irish money. It's an old Irish. What is it, actually? It's an old Irish.
No.
It looks like an old Irish 2 pence. Yeah.
Yeah, it says 2 pence.
Yeah, 2 pence. That was the old Irish money before we had the euro.
But this...
Yeah.
This isn't the money that they'd use.
Do you know they do global gifts at Christmas time as well? So you can ask, instead of asking for all kind of, expensive Santa presents, you can buy like a hive of bees, you know, like Auntie Maria has, or you can send a pig or a goat to a family, or you can send kind of school books.
You can send things to families.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I'll try it this year. I'll try doing one thing.
Yeah, you don't have to do a huge thing,
for
even if you did.
Should I give something to my auntie and uncle?
You could do, yeah, yeah.
No, I'll give them a pig, an extra pig, and then in the sitting room.
Yeah, you could do, yeah. But the pig gets sent to the family, you see.
Cow.
Yeah, I don't know if you can send a cow. I don't think Trokra do cows, but they do. Like a hive of bees is good, or chickens, a group of chickens.
They have chickens, they have loads of chickens.
But not all families have loads of chickens in poor countries.
No.
And see, the chicken can be used, they can keep enough eggs for themselves, and then they can sell eggs to make money to buy seeds to grow crops.
Oh, mine.
Right. They were horrible scenes, weren't they?
What?
That poor little child at the end. It's very sad, wasn't it?
No, but you know the thing?
Yeah. Like skeletal. Yeah.
Who's skeletal?
That's the children went skeletal. Yeah. It's horrible.
It's
a horrible, horrible time. So it was.
Is that what they're doing in that concert for?
That's what they did Live Aid for, but they do.
So,
brilliant.
Trolley key.
Great, trolley key. There's no point sending them that, I don't think. It's no good. We better not send them a trolley key. It wouldn't be good. Sure, it wouldn't.
No, but...
No, they did this concert back in 1985.
Does the church check the boxes first?
Oh, what the parish does, before that goes to Trokra, there's a team in the parish here that empty every bit of money out of the Trokra boxes, count it in special counting machines, add up how much they've made, and then they put the money in the bank, and then they take out a check and send a check. Because you couldn't send all those coins directly to Trokra.
No, but I hope you don't get anything. It's just kindness that you do, don't you?
Exactly.
You don't get anything. It's just kindness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just a...
Oh, see, it went English money at the bottom.
Do you want to empty it out onto the bed if you want? Okay. And then what you can do is, if you don't want to give them the copper money, you can put the copper money straight back into the money? The brown money, the copper, the cents. You just want to give them the gold, the kind of gold-coloured money.
Oh, right.
Because that's worth more. And if you put the coppers in, it'll fill it up too quickly and it won't be worth as much money.
Can you...
No, if you put a few coppers in, it'll balance down. Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's what you're asked to do. You're asked to fast off things that you like. And then the idea is that the money that you save or the change you have in your purse...
What do you mean? mean?
Fasting means depriving yourself of something that you really like. So, like, I haven't eaten cake all through Lent. And the money that I saved in maybe buying cake, you then throw it in the change jar or into the troker box, you know? And then the second thing you're asked to do is to say prayers. Then the third thing is an act of charity.
This is 20, it's just silver.
All right, it's just got tarnished. Yeah. That happens. Yeah. So I think it's much better that we give that money to the people who have nothing than for us to bring it to a shop and spend it on toys. You know?
I think they actually deserve this money. After seeing that, they deserve it.
Yeah.
Daddy will put a few things in it.
Oh, good stuff. So that means everybody in the family has put money into it.
Emma's put money into it.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Your money, so you...
Well, no, it's not. It's the family's money. It doesn't belong to any one person,
so... the family's putting in lots of money.
Yeah. But you're doing a good job of sorting it out and giving them the highest value money.
And, like, the 1 euro coins and 10 cents and 50
yeah.
cents and...
Yeah, all them in.
There's no such thing as an 8 cent coin.
No.
5 cent and 3 cents is what you used to make it.
Five
and three, because
eight. Yeah, that's right. But,
I'm good at math.
You are. Yeah.
I'm learning, here's some English money.
Oh, great, thanks.
Well, I want that money.
That's fine, I'll keep it here.
Yeah.
It's a different sound than the Irish money, doesn't it? I love the £1 coins, though, the sterling coins, I love them. When I'm over there, I love the feel, you know, they're a lot chunkier than our euros. Yeah, keep going, all the goldy coloured stuff.
No, I just need to check. All right. They're not.
Yeah. Another English one. Yay.
Another randy one.
I'm sure we could give the English money, but there's no point mixing it up. It just makes it harder for the counters, I think.
Yeah, and it makes it harder for the counters.
But they mightn't have counting machines for English money, you see. I don't know if they have in the parish.
I want to keep them anyway.
All right. Well, I think that's allowed.
This?
No, I think that's allowed for you to keep that few bits and pieces there because you're being, you know, generous with your charity. Yeah, that kid that couldn't even stand up was pretty bad, wasn't she? You couldn't even tell if it was a boy or a girl because...
Yeah, but mother shouldn't have to bury her own son or daughter.
You're dead right.
Like, that's just sad.
A mother or father should never have to do that.
Nope.
Nowhere in the world in 2013 should parents be burying children because of not enough food.
No, but they have to in there.
Yeah.
Because they don't even have shovels.
No. Yeah, they just laid the child on the ground. You know?
And then it starts nature to take its course.
Yeah. And they couldn't even give it a little teddy.
What?
They couldn't even give it a little teddy to bury it with, you know?
It wants to be buried with Snowy.
Yeah, okay. That's not going to happen for a long, long, long time, darling. You're going to live to be a grumpy old man, aren't you?
No. Then
poking everyone with your stick.
No, on Halloween. I hate Halloween, get away from me.
Trick or treat. Here, smell my smelly old man's feet. Yeah.
No, but...
Yeah. Oops-a-daisy. Hopefully I'll be feeling better tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So we can do something.
Well, I think Daddy might bring you to cinema anyway. You deserve it. You've been very good while Mummy's been sick.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just a bit hot.
Do you want a cold... I can try and get you a cold drink.
No, you're okay. I actually have a cold drink. I took some paracetamol, so... Yeah. I'll get you to take my temperature again in a minute. Maybe. Do you know how to do it?
Thingy.
It's like a digital one, so what you do is you just stick it in the ear and you hold it until you hear it going beep 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 beep.
And then you take it out.
Then you look and see what the number is, and if it's over 37, that's not good.
What was my temperature once?
Oh, you were up at 37.5, 38, but I just gave you Calpol and stuff, you know? Everybody gets high temperatures.
Do you know when the sore tooth that I got there?
Yeah, yeah.
That really hurt.
It was bad.
I kept myself awake all night.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Yeah.
And I only got to sleep in the morning.